We're about to learn about the legendary life and legendary voice of Carlos Gardel. The Argentine singer introduced tango to the world and became a movie star in the 1930s. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco traveled to Argentina's capital for our series, 50 Great Voices.
Here on the streets of Buenos Aires, Carlos Gardel's image is everywhere, especially here in his old neighborhood, Abasto. Gardel's the greatest ever, repeats taxi driver Miguel Ángel Gordillo. Look, I have goosebumps, he says. Like many porteños, as the people of Buenos Aires are known, Gordillo can't forget Gardel, even though the singer's been dead for 75 years. Gordillo blasts old Gardel recordings while driving through what was once a neighborhood of Italian immigrants where Carlos Gardel grew up singing in local bars, restaurants, and markets. The house where Gardel lived with his mother is now a museum. Horacio Torres is its director.
Gardel is a figure emblematic in terms of el inmigrante.
Gardel represents the immigrant who triumphs, a boy from the neighborhood who captivated the world.
Scholars continue to argue over Gardel's origins. Uruguay also claims him as its own. But biographer Osvaldo Barsky says documents prove Gardel was born Charles Romo Gardès in Toulouse, France, to a single mother. They immigrated to Argentina's capital when he was 3 years old.
Desde jovencito actuaba como claque, aplaudidor, en los teatros de ópera, en los teatros de zarzuela.
Barsky says as a young boy, Gardel worked at opera houses. Buenos Aires had 5 at the time. That's where he learned to sing operas and Spanish operettas or zarzuelas. He also sang criolla music, a folkloric style from the Argentine countryside. Then Gardel went one step further when he began singing tangos. He recorded his first in 1917. Mi Noche Triste, My Sad Night, is a now classic tango, the story of a man pining for the woman who rejected him.
Para mí ya me consuelo, y por eso me encurveno.
Gardel aficionado Juan Carlos Apicella says until Mi Noche Triste, almost all tangos were purely instrumental.
Una de las grandes revoluciones del tango es eso, la grabación de Mi Noche Triste.
One of the greatest revolutions of tango is that recording of Mi Noche Triste. That's when singing tango was born. After that, everyone began writing poetry for tangos.
Gardel helped popularize the style as it moved from the underground dance salons to the upper classes. Then, in the 1930s, he introduced tango to the rest of the world. With his ensemble of Argentina's best guitarists, he toured South America, France, and the United States. His celebrity grew when he began starring in Spanish-language movies co-produced by his own company. His first speaking role was in the 1931 film Los Luces de Buenos Aires, The Lights of Buenos Aires. Gardel portrayed an Argentine cowboy, a gaucho. In other films, he embodied the elegant Latin lover with a fedora, a tux, and silk scarves.
How cool he was, you know? I mean, what a sense of style as an artist and as a gentleman. He always had that classy feel to whatever he did, you know.
Academy Award-winning composer and producer Gustavo Santaolalla says his countrymen's music, his very essence, became part of the genetic makeup of every tango musician since.
He has written some incredible music, just playing beautiful songs like El Día Que Me Quieras, you know.
El día que me quiera, la rosa que engalana, se vestirá de pie.
It's a masterpiece, you know, it's the day that you love me, el día que me quieras. That day that you love me, all these incredible, wonderful, magical things are going to happen, you know.
Twenty years before he recorded this song for a film, Gardel was shot in the chest during a street brawl. The story is part of his legend, as recounted by street musician Juan Carlos Ivanov.
Era peligroso operarlo, The doctors decided it was too dangerous to operate, so the bullet stayed in his lung the rest of his life. You could hear him singing with that bullet still in his lungs. It never bothered him.
Biographers swear that's true, though they say another legend, that the gunman was related to Argentine revolutionary Che Guevara, is a myth. But Gardel did die dramatically in 1935 when he was just 45 years old. He was killed along with his entourage in a plane crash in Colombia. Oscar del Priore is founder of Argentina's National Tango Academy.
Se muere trágicamente en el momento máximo de su gloria.
Gardel's death was a classic tragedy. A movie star at the height of his career who dies in a plane crash. It was fantastical, like his life had been.
Gardel's casket was paraded through the streets of Colombia, shipped to New York, Rio de Janeiro, Uruguay, and finally Buenos Aires, each stop inspiring massive street memorials. Even today, Buenos Aires radio station Sensaciones broadcasts an hour-long show devoted to Gardel every Sunday.
Un pedazo de corazón gardeliano para vos.
Mi Buenos Aires querido.
There's a popular Latin American saying about Carlos Gardel's enduring spirit, which Gustavo Santaolalla recites.
It says, Gardel, cada día canta mejor. Each day he sings better. Like good wine.
Carlos Gardel was buried here at Cantarita Cemetery. His plot is marked with an elegant bronze statue. His fans still come here to pay their respects, often lighting a cigarette that they put in his hand and placing a rose in his lapel. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Buenos Aires.
Mi Buenos Aires, querido.
You can find more music from Carlos Gardel, and you can explore our 50 Great Voices series by visiting nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.